that's got going. Welcome, everyone. This is Elaine, and it is Thursday, June 9th, 2016, 2 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, I guess, or Standard Time. I never know which is which. And we are going to talk today about keeping it simple, which, you know, as a ADDer myself, I love this topic because I think we tend to make things complicated. But we'll get back to that. Let's go into check-ins and taking aim, and then we'll come back and talk about it at greater length. So who wants to start?
I'm just going to have to mute myself for a minute.
Okay. So I suggest somebody else start besides her. Who wants to check in? How are things going for everybody? Everybody here? Anybody here?
I'll jump in. This is Jody. And
great.
I would say that because now it is summer and kids are out of school, my daughter in particular, we've dealt with a lot of her anxiety is lessened because she doesn't have that pressure of or that feeling of failure from school. So that's a good thing. So maybe we can work on some other things while she's not anxious.
Yeah, I love that. And I find that to be really true is that, you know, a lot of people are like, I'm done. It's summer. I need a break. And truthfully, when the pressure is off is the best time for our kids to help them work on things without feeling like they're always failing. So great opportunity. Who else?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, what about you?
Kind of similar. My daughter's been done with school, and I can tell she's a lot more relaxed. And I guess what I'm trying to take aim on is not. I kind of start feeling like, okay, now you don't have the pressure of school, so now you need to start working on, you know, focusing on other things. And I'm trying not to, like, overwhelm her with, you know, like, let's get this other stuff done now. You know, we've been putting it off and putting it off because I tend to, you know, feel like, okay, now's our chance to, you know, really work on other important things. And I think she feels more like, you know, I just want to relax. But I get my fear is that, you know, she'll just do nothing. So
yep.
I guess I try not to overload her, but get her engaged in the conversation.
Right. So there's a way to get her. So this summer is about finding that balance, allowing her to relax a little bit, but still using it as an opportunity to move things forward. Great. Who else?
Can
okay,
you
I'll go.
Who is that?
This is Tina. I think there was more than one person talking.
I'll Tina, go for
it. Okay, yeah, I think things are good because school is out and there's a little break involved and all that. And I'm really just taking aim on a few things I've gotten behind with my own self and my own career and things that have been put on the back burner. And I'm trying to not give my son a list of things to do and ways to grow for the summer, but allow him to relax a little bit and just focus on some things I need to do for myself.
Great. I am hearing a consistent theme here. And I'm laughing because at the moment I've got my son upstairs cleaning his room. But that's only because he will be gone the rest of the summer. So, okay, who else?
Oh, God, it's Liz. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I didn't know whether I'd unmuted.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, we don't have the holidays at the moment, but Kate's, yeah, she's not really that great. She's suffering a lot from anxiety. And, sorry, I've got to go. My dog's been sick. Sorry. I'll call him again.
Good luck, sweetie. Oh. Is everybody else still here?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is this is Pam.
Wait, this is Pam?
Yeah, this is Pam. Yep. Half asleep.
All right, this is a surreal day. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Sadly, it's not summer here either. And like Liz, my daughter's not doing so well. She's highly stressed with school. So I'm still taking aim on self-care, but just trying to support Lauren and do what I can to help her just continue with school to hopefully finish the year, really, and finish school. And as at today, because it's Friday morning here, it's the 10th, 5 months today, she will have her final exam and finish, and it'll also be her 18th birthday. So if we can get to that date, that would be great. Whatever that means when she, you know, whatever score she gets, she finishes. But I just want to support her with as much as I can to finish.
Well, you know, and I know that you and Liz have been talking to each other, but there's so clearly, you've got such a structural issue in your system there, that both of these girls are just at this point just hitting this max load with the pressure of what's coming in the following months in these exams. It's a tough place to be, but I hope there's some consolation to know that they're both there.
Yeah, and look, she's. And it happened a little last term, not as much. I think it's just building, whereas the way the assessment works here in Australia is they have their exams at the end of the year, make up most of the assessment, and then they have this school assessments periodically, and they come in blocks. And she had a block of those a couple of weeks ago, and she's just exhausted, and it's not holidays yet. And she just wants it to be holidays now, so she's... pretty much trying to make that happen by not going to school. Anyway.
Yeah.
So if we survive another 2 weeks, she'll have a... Sorry.
No, it's just a terribly difficult position to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so right. We've just got to survive another 2 weeks. She gets 2 weeks off. And then term three is the last full term, and then... you know, they only come back for a couple of weeks and then they prepare for exam.
Okay. So it sounds like you're taking aim on self-care.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like we missed somebody. Andrea, I know we haven't, everybody else hasn't taken aim, but has everybody had a chance to check in? We've got Ann, Jody, Tina, Andrea, and Liz.
And I'm
Liz, like. Pam and Liz is back. So just checking in. Tina, Jody, and Anne and Andrea. Anne, have you checked in yet?
I guess probably not. I am just, this is my first call that I've actually done in the whole year. So I am trying to come in slowly and implement the program, like in real time with everybody else. And it sounds to me that I'm definitely in the correct group. I also have a daughter who's not enjoying school.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your daughter?
She's just turned 14.
Okay. Okay, so a little younger, but still struggling with it. Okay. So I'm struggling with it. Technical issue. Okay, so I think I've got everybody in terms of checking in. Let's take aim. So, Anne, if you're 14-year-old daughter is struggling with school. Is that where you want to be taking aim, or now that we're in summer, is there something else you're looking at?
Well, I read page 56, the keeping it simple thing, and so I'm just trying to get to the point that I can enjoy my daughter and that we can have some fun.
So your focus is really wanting on to enjoy time together.
Yes.
So really building your relationship.
Yes, I believe so.
Great. Lovely. Who else? Where else do you want to take aim? What about you, Tina? I can't tell who's on mute and who's not. Jody, how about you? And we'll come back to Tina.
I was on mute, but I've already taken aim, so I don't know if somebody else wants to go.
That's right. You said
Jody.
You were taking aim on yourself and your career. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you
want to
get a little more specific, Tina, when you say on
no,
yourself
have,
and my career.
No, I just wanted to spare you all from
burner.
It. No, I
want to help you target one thing, because that's a lot of things. When you say take aim on myself and my career and things have been put on the back burner, that's
no,
like
I
piling
have it.
On.
I just didn't want to bore you all with the details of it, but there's a certain amount of CEUs and certain accreditations and certain
now,
things
so,
you have to read.
I
want to
stop you. I want to stop you. I want to ask you to focus on one.
Well, I have to have 150 CEUs for a certain accreditation that has to be done by August, so that's what I'm taking aim on, because that's really all the time I have for. And just not, you know, trying to plan my son's summer as much. Just put a few goals on the docket and try to let him enjoy himself while I take care of some things that have been on hold for a while.
Okay. So your focus is on making sure you get your CEUs done.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Jody, what about you?
You might have to help me get specific. So one of the things that I've been sort of channeling towards is not doing things for my daughter, more coaching, walking alongside her. That was your metaphor for me a few weeks ago, very helpful. But my natural tendency is to take over, like, here's what you need to get done, and here's what you need to achieve. So the overarching her overarching goal is to go to this art college. I want to help her be prepared for that. That's really general,
okay.
I know.
So, and remind me how old she is.
She's 17. She just finished
right.
her junior year, and it was a bad year from an academic standpoint.
Okay.
And
does she
anxiety.
Have,
and,
does she have the grades to get into this college? Is it even a remote possibility?
We have talked to the guidance counselor who is, because of some mental health anxiety issues she had, the guidance counselor is going to write a letter on her behalf that she feels pretty positive about. Her ACT scores were good, and she's going to retake it, and then her portfolio is really important.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she does
okay.
have a chance, but not
okay,
for
good.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So the focus right now, you're taking aim on how do you help her make them use the summer to get ready for this?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to do?
So there are a couple prongs. I mean, one, she needs to work on her portfolio, which really isn't a problem because she loves to do it. But the
of
other
course,
piece
right.
is the maturity. Right. The maturity piece where, hey, you have to make sure you get yourself up in the morning to go to your babysitting job, or you have to make sure that you keep your room clean because your roommate's not going to want to live like that. That sort of thing is what I'd like to see her progress over the summer so that we know she's ready.
Okay. So can I argue against focus worrying about the future roommate right now?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And but so what I think I'm hearing is that there's some specific growth in terms of sort of hitting accountabilities, like being on time or making it to your job or getting herself
yes.
up and out by herself.
Right.
And so it's not really about the art school applications. It's about practicing getting being independent this summer.
Exactly.
Okay. And specifically, there's something about getting up and out the door every day.
Yes. Part of the problem is, you know, every day is different. It's not a 5-day-a-week job.
Well,
but, yeah.
The schools aren't either. But so you want to
right,
make sure
true,
she's,
true.
She is independently getting herself to work.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and can you see how that's a lot more specific and a lot easier to focus on than helping her mature enough for college?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because that one's pretty overwhelming. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. So really practicing, working on the cultivating the independence to get herself and up to work regularly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Who else? Liz, are you back and able to take aim?
Yes, I am back. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes, so Kate, I've been working on buy-in with her in terms of getting some support for her because she's getting really, really anxious. School's really not a great place for her at the moment, so she's hanging on by her fingernails. I really don't know whether it's actually the best option for her because she's repeating her last year of a college because she was sick last year. And so we're sort of trying to get her, keep her there for now, so she's not lying in bed. But we've got her to the point where she's happy to go and talk to somebody, which is like a great thing, because that's been really difficult. So she's seeing an OT counsellor. She's getting a medication review at some point, but, you know, the waiting list for psychiatrists here are really long. And she's just agreed to go to the GP today to get some anti-anxiety medication because things are not great for her. So just on some advice with some of the team,
So where do you want to take it? What wants your focus right now?
So with this, plus what's happening with Pete, because he started chemo again, I'm just finding my patience is quite short.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really on me because my impatience triggers her. Or if I'm feeling rushed or that I'm rushing, you know, if she's feeling rushed, and that's because my head's not in the right space, so I'm going to focus on myself.
Mm-hmm. So you want to work on sort of managing your triggers and finding, sort of centering yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Andrea, I know that you've got us on mute, so I'm not going to unmute you. I'm going to let you just tell us when you're needing to come back or unmute if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, go for it. Where are you taking aim?
Well, I guess I'm taking aim on my daughter is not doing very well in high school last year. It was a really rough year. And I'm trying to see, we're kind of trying to reevaluate with her whether or not the school is the right fit for her.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard to switch. I mean, she just finished her sophomore year. But there's another school that is pretty much the same distance away, which is a charter school. Right now she's going to a private school, which is very expensive. And they are giving her, you know, accommodations. But the charter school would also give her pretty much the same accommodations, and it's a smaller school. And it seems like there's more kids at the charter school who have accommodations. The private school she's at is kind of I guess there's a lot of very high-achieving kids there. And I kind of feel like it's putting more pressure on her in a way to try to, you know, be like them.
Yeah, the achievement elite, yeah. So what do you want to focus on this summer? Is it about sort of making the decision? Is it about how to involve her in the decision? Is it, like, what is it?
I think it's how to involve her in the decision.
Okay. Great.
How to have her really try to think about it without getting anxiety and, you know, worrying about different things.
Okay. Great. Okay. So it's involving her in the decision.
Yes, yes. I feel like she has to really want to feel.
Well, she doesn't have to, but it sure will be better for everybody if she does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I just want to make sure I got everybody here, and I think we did. So, so let's talk about our topic, and I'm not going to go into great length because it's a simple topic, so we should keep it simple, right? but I do think it's a really valuable topic for our population for a couple of reasons. So the topic is keeping it simple. And there are sort of two places I like to look. One is that for all of our, you know, challenges with organization and disorganization and executive function and sequencing and ordering and all of the stuff that people with ADHD and sort of complex brains tend to have, we actually have a tendency to make things too complicated. You'd think that we would go for the simplest solution, but part of what happens is in thinking things through, we sometimes make it harder than it needs to be. And this is, I tease my husband all the time around this because he has this tendency, because he doesn't have that clear, here's an easy, simple sequence to get from A to B, he's going to go A, D, C, B, A, 7, you know, he's going to jump all around. But then once he gets a system in place, even if it's inefficient, he's decided that's what's going to work, and then he gets attached to it. So does this resonate for anybody? Can y'all relate to this?
Yeah.
So when we create, when we have brains that are complex brains like this, we want to try to make sure that we're creating simple systems and that we're sort of checking in with others to make sure we're not making things more complicated than they need to be, because we have that tendency, and it adds a level of stress we don't even realize we're adding. So that's one piece about keeping it simple. And then the other is that, you know, the simpler it is, the easier it is to make it possible, get it done, activate, follow through, complete. You know, if there are 20 steps, that's going to be a lower risk of accomplishment than if there are 2 steps. You know, your odds are higher. So keeping it simple is really about thinking in terms of making sure that we're setting realistic expectations for ourselves and for our family, and that we're not sort of adding layers that make things more complicated than they have to be. The other way that keeping it simple comes up that's already been mentioned today, so you were talking about, you know, you're worried about your daughter making sure she's going to be able to live with a roommate in college in 2 years. And that's sort of, it's not that it's an unreasonable concern, but there's sort of, in some ways, nothing you can do about it right now. And it complicates things to try to be dealing with that while you're dealing with other things that are happening right now. So sometimes keeping it simple is also about the simplicity of taking aim and not piling things on and not trying to do too many things at one time. You know, several of you are struggling with kids with intense anxiety who are having a hard time just getting out the door to go to school. If you're struggling with that, that's where your focus needs to be. And keeping it simple means not worrying about, you know, are they doing A work on top of it, or not worrying about whether they're loading the dishwasher on top of it, you know, like letting go of some of those other things so that we're really, really highlighting what's important and helping them feel like they have the capacity to manage themselves again, reconnect to their what they can do, and keeping it simple helps it make it more possible for them. And then the other thing that has come up in a couple of calls this week is keeping it simple is also about, you know, simplifying life, not taking on too many things, not adding too many things into our schedule. You know, I heard you as you were talking about have to do CEUs this summer, right, Tina? And that means, you know, things have been on the back burner, but now it's time to attend to them. And so there are other things that you're not going to pay attention to as much because now you're turning your attention there. So sometimes keeping it simple is really about, you know, that prioritization piece, that ability to look and say, okay, this is what I'm focusing on right now and other things I'm going to let go for now. And it's a hard thing for us to do as parents because we want to get it all done, and it's a hard thing for our kids to do with ADD. Maybe they don't want to get it all done, but they certainly don't have an easy time letting go, right? So it shows up in lots of different ways. So I'm going to stop there and just sort of see what's coming up for people in terms of thinking about this concept. Is it useful? Is it stressful? Like, what are you thinking?
This is Jody again. I find that I do say a lot now, keep it simple. My oldest son has ADHD too, and you know, the less that's going on, the better. So I get that. We were never very good at the charts. We were never all that stuff that which probably would have been really helpful for me to do when they were in grade school. It was just so overwhelming, the two of them, and you know, I guess I'm making excuses,
me too.
But.
I mean,
it's like a full-time job in and of itself.
Right.
The charts.
I never did charts either, just so you know.
Okay, good.
I tried, but I was a massive failure at them.
Every time I see him, I feel guilty.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah. So I get that, you know, that doesn't work for us. But sometimes I don't know what system I should use. I've learned a lot. The Sanity School helped me a lot. It really reinforced this idea of, you know, what's your one expectation today or being positive, that sort of thing has helped me a lot. But it doesn't come naturally to me, so I have to think about, you know, when it comes to, like, Claire managing her calendar or schedule or her time, how do I help her do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and keeping it simple is about, So managing a schedule and time is this huge, big concept, right?
Yeah.
So when we can break it down, when we can bucket it or block it or whatever, whatever the language is that you use, right? When we break it down, you can't manage all of your time, but you may be able to manage waking yourself up in the morning, right?
Right.
Or remembering to set the alarm, or when you narrow the focus a little bit more, I think that's part of what we mean by keeping it simple.
Okay.
And just so you know, because I know a lot of you have these older teens, I have a 21-year-old daughter who is now getting herself up and out to work by herself. when she first moved out to LA, she wasn't necessarily, and it was a real challenge, and she was late for school when she was still in school, and it wasn't until she was motivated and she had a reason that she wanted to get there. She's not only not late to work, but she's usually half an hour early everywhere she goes.
Wow.
Because she figured
Yay.
Out that that's what she needed to manage her stress and her anxiety. If I had told her you need to leave half an hour early, she would have yelled at me and gotten a meltdown. Right.
Yeah.
But when she needed to figure it out, she did. And I guess that's what I want to offer is right now, I know it feels like they're never going to be able to figure it out because they're melting down. Yeah. But as we give them the pieces to sort of master one little piece at a time, it builds. And they begin to create systems and come up with methods for themselves that work for them when they need it. And the challenge is to keep teaching them now this concept of just keep it simple so that they don't overcomplicate when it does become their time to do it on their own. So who else? What other thoughts are coming up around simplicity or keep it simple or how it applies
It's Liz. I liked what you said about if you're focusing on getting them out of the door,
don't add another thing like the dishwasher on, because that's what we do. Like, that's one of the things that I have had an expectation for years that she does the dishwasher. And it's such a stress now, because then I have a pile of dishes sitting on my bench all day. And I can't stand that. So, and it's not working getting it done. She'll walk out looking like a movie star with her makeup immaculate. And it's taken an hour and a half to do, but she can't come down and make food, have her meds or whatever, and do the dishwasher, you know. And it's like me trying to focus her, getting her out to school. She doesn't actually want to go to school. She'd rather not go to school. So she'd rather delay and then miss the bus. And then she misses the bus. She has to get the next bus, which means she gets to school not on time. But it's because she doesn't want to go to school.
Right. But if she is going to go, she has to look good when she gets there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And that's really, and I'm not even teasing. Like, that's really important to her. Because right now she's hanging on by a thread, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I think all you're doing is getting up and you're not doing anything else. You're getting up, sometimes you feed yourself, sometimes you don't, but, you know, that's another problem. Then you go to school, and then you may be at school, may not be at school, but I don't know, I just don't see the point.
So when you say I don't see the point in what?
Several things. I don't see the point why she goes to school. I don't see that, apart from the fact that I know it's important for her to be at school, but she doesn't think she's going to pass, so she's not working. So there's no point in her being at school. We may as well look around for something else that she might be interested in to do. That might motivate her to get up and get out to go and do a course, or, you know, at the local polytech, or I don't know. And the whole thing about focusing on one thing, well, she's focused on doing her makeup. So for me to try and get her to focus on something that I want her to focus on, like maybe coming out and having food, well, no. There's no way she'll have food unless she's ready.
Mm-hmm. So as I'm sort of applying this whole simple, complicated thing, what strikes me is what you're saying is that it feels like nobody's really clear that what she's working toward makes any sense.
No.
And so it's really hard to be on purpose and to be intentional and to feel like you've accomplished something if you don't feel like if you're getting any results and making any progress, if nobody really believes that you're on the right path. So, I don't want to totally derail this conversation, but I guess the question I want to pose to you, Liz, is there a big pink elephant in the room that no one's talking about?
I don't do subtle. I don't know what you mean.
I guess what I mean is there a conversation that you're not having together with her as a family about whether she's on the right path or whether there needs to be a complete redirection for her? And you don't have to answer that right now. I really want you to just sort of think about, like, is there, because what I'm hearing is, and this may be a private conversation for us to have if you'd like, but what I'm hearing is that it doesn't feel like you think she's on a path that makes sense, and that she doesn't feel like she's on a path that makes sense, that you're repeating a grade and it doesn't feel to be working, that there's just, I mean, there's sort of There's no, those are not ways to set anyone up for success.
Yeah.
And at some point, if you're doing it and it's, and you're seeing it's clearly not working, at what point do you stop and say, wow, maybe it's time to talk about doing something different?
Yeah.
So if it's okay with you, I'm going to sort of move and see what else is coming up
in this
conversation.
Sure, absolutely.
But I want you to that's what I would sort of pose to you as an inquiry, is to really think about whether there's a conversation that you're delaying having that it's probably time to have.
Yeah.
And maybe not. I'm not presuming it. That's sort of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. So anybody else, any other thoughts on this issue of, like, keeping it simple? Is it useful? Is it not? Is it hard?
It's been really helpful for me to hear that. One of the things that I've been wondering is, do I start to talk to her about doing more around the house? Because I, you know, with all the dramas, I've just backed off on all of that. And I've been quite hard on myself, thinking, you know, maybe my expectations are too low. So that's been good to hear. Well, you know, just kind of let go of that. So what I have found has helped a few times when I've done it. I just ask for one thing, which, you know, cause she's not even having dinner with us. You know, so I'll say to her, can you bring your plate down when you finish? And mostly she's yeah, sure, and then mostly she does. But I think if I said, can you stack the dishwasher, the likelihood of it getting done would be close to 100 anyway. But, you know, it's just wanting to know whether I should be asking more from her. I did wonder, though, whether if I wanted to have a conversation with her about this concept around, you know, keep it simple and just getting to school. What would be the best way? Is that something worth doing? And what would be the best way to approach it?
I definitely think it's worth doing, because I think that the concept of simplifying things will feel like a relief, right? And oftentimes the way to simplify is to ask, okay, what's the number one most important thing, or what's the priority, or what's the one thing you want to focus on? Like, taking aim is something we do to help simplify it for you guys, right? The reason we developed the model around taking aim is because all of us are so damn overwhelmed so much of the time that taking aim allows us to take everything off of our shoulders and just put one thing on at a time. That's an example of simplification, right? It doesn't mean everything else is gone. It just means if you try to do it all at one time, you're going to make yourself and everyone else around you crazy. So I think our kids could really benefit from understanding that it feels like there's so much stuff that you're being asked to do, but if you really focus on one thing at a time, it's not nearly as overwhelming. So that's sort of my thought. What does anybody else think?
Elaine, I think the whole concept of keep it simple really saved my sanity, saved my life, because apparently I'm not a simple person. My son still tells me, I give an explanation, a paragraph long when it only needs three words, and just not a simple person, I guess. Always have these very complicated plans and complicated charts and complicated ways, and I was going crazy because nothing worked. But the concept of putting one thing on your plate at a time and, you know, just keeping things really simple and not making complex charts and plans and stickers because they didn't work for my particular child, then it really just saved my sanity of being able to handle one thing at a time and let other things go, knowing I can deal with those other things later. But when I try to deal with too many things at one time, nothing gets accomplished.
Right.
So to me, it was a lifesaver, but it is very difficult. Even now, when I think I have a good grip on it, my husband looks at me sometimes and said, no. I'll run it by him and he'll go, No, because he has ADD, and so I run my things through him as sort of like my filter. What do you think? I should suggest this, and he sort of says no. He sort of helps keep me on the right track, so I have a little help in my simple filter there.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, and what he's saying is the same. You could do the same thing with your kids, is to run it by. It's like, okay, I get that simple is important. Does this feel complicated to you, or does this feel simple? Right. They have a, if they're part of the conversation, if they understand that you're not trying to make things more complicated for them, you're actually trying to make things simpler, they'll appreciate just knowing that. You know? They may not buy it, but they'll appreciate knowing it. What else? Any other thoughts on it? Do we want to? We have a couple of options here. At this point, we can continue to have a conversation about it, or we can sort of choose somebody's topic and do a few minutes of laser coaching. Does anybody have a preference, or would you like to go back to the topic you took aim on and let's talk about it with a group?
Preference.
This is the time to be bold. So, Anne, because you're in your first call today, can I pick on you? And because your topic is really one that will lend itself to everybody. Are you there?
Oh, sorry. Am I unmuted now?
You're unmuted now.
Yay.
So can we do a little tiny little laser coaching on your topic? Is that okay?
Yes, kindly.
Okay.
Yes.
So
let's do it.
So what you said you wanted to focus on was more time together, is rebuilding your relationship. Because there's been a lot of stress, right? And mm-hmm. I know every single person on this call feels the same way.
Okay.
So even though there are all these other things that have to get done, and Tina's got to figure out how to get her CEUs done, and she may want a complex system for that, not a simple one, because she likes it.
Yeah, a beautiful chart.
But, you know, right, everybody's got their things going on. And by the way, Tina, I just want to say, you're saying that the complex systems didn't work for you, made Jody and everybody else who weren't very good at charts feel a lot better. But so everybody wants to build that relationship, right?
Right.
So what's important about that to you? And,
well,
and let me ask it.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go. What's important about it?
Well, I think relationships are really the heart of anything. And if you aren't successful at building a relationship with someone, you're not going to be effective in getting them to buy in anything else.
Okay. So part of building the relationship is about helping to get your daughter to buy in.
Sure.
Okay. I know it's not as mercenary as that, but
that does sound dreadful.
I know. I know. As you heard me saying, it was like, wait a minute, that's not what I meant. But there is a piece that it's about. So part of building the relationship is about helping her buy into her own success.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not about doing what you want her to do. It's about her, helping her learn to manage herself.
Yes. Good job. Very good.
Yeah, that's why I get the feedback.
How articulate was I? That's great.
Okay. So there is a piece here that's about connecting to her. But the real purpose is what? What's the simple truth?
She's my kid. I love her.
Yeah.
And I would like to like
her.
I would like to like her.
What do you like about her?
She can laser focus on Minecraft. She gets very well, and she's been sick, so I've got to spend a lot of time around her. She is funny. She is irreverent. I don't know. Those things I like. She's
right,
going to be a fabulous
grown-up.
She's going to be a fabulous grown-up.
Well, you know, that's what I used to tell my daughter all the time, right? Y'all, I'm sure you've heard me say it. Literally, I used to say to her all the time, you're going to be an amazing adult. I just got to get you there. We just got to get you there.
Yeah. On a trip. Yes.
And I think it's a great thing for them to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like for a kid to know, my mom actually wants to spend time with me because she thinks I'm funny and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of cool. So part of this is about cultivating her in this relationship, right?
Right.
But part of this is also because, you know, this is somebody that there's a part of her that you really like when you're not stuck in all the details, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you said, I want to like her.
Well, consistently over time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's an only kid, and I'm a single person, and so we get to spend an awful, awful, awful lot of time together.
Okay, well, in that dynamic, everyone's going to get tired of each other sometimes.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So what do you, when you're not tired of each other and when you're enjoying the time with each other, what do you like to do?
Together? I mean, that's what we're working on. I have no idea.
Okay. So is there something that you can think of that you've been wanting to do with her that she's really been too young up until now to do?
Let me think here. Well, I mean, there's bound to be something. I'm not going to be able to think of it right at the moment, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, there's bound to be something. Traveling more, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what I found is when my son had hit 15, it was like, ooh, we can go to movies I couldn't watch with him before.
Oh, that would be
awesome.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And I can have conversations I couldn't have before.
Yes.
Right. Yes. So there's an opportunity not only to reconnect in your relationship, but to sort of hit a new level of connection.
Mm-hmm.
With her getting a little older.
Right, which sounds lovely.
Hmm. So what's the sticking point for you?
I think she's a young 14, and if I wasn't in the very back of the house, you could hear her hollering. I'm just acting like a toddler while I'm on the phone.
So that means the sticking point is that sometimes she's immature.
Yeah, good job, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm trying not to be triggered by that kind of action.
Okay. So she's not quite at a point where you're able to have that more sophisticated relationship.
Right.
And so what prevents you from meeting her where she is emotionally?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
So, I mean... So probably I should be in the younger group where we're talking about like 8 and 9 year olds. Do you think?
Okay. So I think what you're saying, though, is that your expectations may be out of alignment with where she's ready to be.
Perhaps.
Okay. So if you were thinking about spending time with your 12-year-old daughter this summer to reconnect your relationship,
yes.
Would that be different? Or easier to figure out?
Perhaps so.
What did you like doing with her before things got stressful at school?
I don't know. Well, excellent question. I can't think of something right now.
Okay. All right, so
I'm
I want to give you a homework assignment. No, it's all right.
Thank you.
I mean, some people are verbal processors and some are not. Some people have to take the time to think about it and process it.
Yeah, sorry. And I'm definitely a
No apologies needed. In coaching, we call it an inquiry. All right, so I want to leave you with an inquiry for you to ponder.
Thank you.
Okay. And help me form it, because I'm just going to throw some language out and then you help tweak it for you, okay? But I think I'm hearing something like, what are the, so let's tie in simplicity a little bit, keeping it simple.
Okay.
What are the simple pleasures that I like to enjoy with my daughter?
Okay.
Does that resonate for you? Tweak the question how you want. You don't need to answer it now.
Right.
You're going to sit with it.
Sure.
Does that resonate?
Sure. And I'm going to write it down so I don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What simple pleasures do we enjoy together?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So for everyone, let's look at sort of where we are in terms of what were you, because everybody's coming from very different places today. So what was your focus today, and what are you taking away from this conversation at this point? There may not be resolution on your topic, but what's your aha?
I think for me it's this idea of one step at a time.
Mm.
Instead of looking at the big giant mess that needs to be accomplished before college, just to get some success with this first step.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So get some success with the first step. Great. So any commitment you want to make based on that?
I think that if I sit down and have a talk with her about how she thinks it should work with her summer schedule, and then acknowledge when she is successful at it.
Mm-hmm. Great. And here's the thing I want to remind you, Jody, is it's her summer schedule now. She's 17.
Right. That's
so
a hard one.
It is. So, but keep asking the question, what are your plans? What are you thinking? Not plans. I hate the word plans. But what are you thinking? What's on your agenda? How do you want to handle it? What are you thinking you're going to do? So that it's just keep remembering that it's her agenda that you're willing to support, not your agenda for her to report on.
Very good. Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
You just said something just now. You said they hate what are your plans. Because I sort of changed some of the things I'm saying, and it's one of the things I use. Why do they hate
it? Well, when you ask what are your plans to a kid who struggles with planning, what happens? Generally.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I get an answer, so that's why I'm wondering.
Then if you get an answer, then you've got a kid who's not shut down on planning,
wait,
and that may not be a problem for her.
Oh,
say it again.
Is, definitely.
Found is comments like, what are your thoughts about, is less intimidating than what are your plans.
Right.
Okay. Have you thought about what are you thinking?
Okay, you've been pushing.
Do you
want
to think through together? Are other ways of having a similar conversation? Because when you ask a kid, why did you do that? They don't really know.
Yeah.
Right? What were you thinking? They don't really know. What are your plans?
Yeah.
Usually, they don't really know. And so it sort of puts them on the defensive.
Right, I'll pay attention to that. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah. So anybody else, what's your aha from today?
I really liked, oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Who?
You go ahead, Liz.
Oh, okay. I really liked what there was a comment about, and I personalized it. What am I doing to help Kate set her up for success?
Mm.
Which I think links into that whole thing about her being at school. So I picked that up from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Anybody else? Any Liz, any commitment or action that you want to leave with today?
Probably having a conversation about that, although I get conflicting views about that whole idea. So I really don't know.
About what? Which whole idea? Sorry.
Oh, about keeping her at school?
Well, my bet is nobody really knows. And that transparency would be really helpful for her.
Yeah.
There's no right answer. It's just, let's figure out, where are we? Where are you? What's important to you? What do you want to be thinking about? Because clearly what's happening right now is stressing everybody else out. Not everybody else,
yeah.
Is stressing everybody out, including her. And it's okay if you don't know the answer. It's the conversation that will help you all figure it out.
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah.
I think for me, really focus on just getting into school. And I want to have a talk with her about, you know, keeping it simple and trying to help her focus on just getting to school as an achievement, because I think she's looking at, you know, everything's packaged up together in her head. It's, you know, this is an assessment on life. And maybe the school can help around giving some ideas on, you know, what are the likely possible schools she's going to get, because some of the numbers she's throwing around, you know, are so far out of, I think, realistic in terms of what she's going to get. I mean, at the low end, kind of a percentile, and it's ranked, and she's saying, you know, oh, I don't know, maybe I'll get 20. She's not going to get in the bottom 20. So I think the school might be able to help give an indication that she's actually going to do above average, and she's going to have some options, even if she really doesn't do a lot.
Mm. So it's really setting some realistic expectations for her, because she's sort of catastrophizing and making her whole life be about this.
Well, that's what I think. I think she's said a couple of things yesterday. I think she's, you know, she's doing that, right? She's looking at this as a failure at life, and she's
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to get 20 or 30%, and or sorry, 20 or 30 is a score, and I think she's got no idea whether it's, you know, we've got more of a perspective on what I think she's going to get, and I think she's probably going to get a 60 through showing up.
Yeah, so investing in bringing the school into the conversation to help set some realistic expectations for her could be really helpful.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is to keep boiling it down to what's the simple truth. What's the simple issue here? You know, this is not about everything. This is just about this one class or this one test or this one exam or whatever.
Yeah.
Great. Anybody else? Andrea, are you still here? I know that you've been on and off mute, so.
I'm still here.
Okay. What's your aha?
Okay, I'm still here.
What's your aha from today?
I like the keeping it simple, too. I mean, I have to just remind myself to just take one step at a time. and to try to help her take one step at a time.
Yeah.
I tend to worry about the future a lot, and that's what makes things complicated. I guess we just focus on, like, right now.
Yeah, the present.
Yeah.
I had a therapist said to me once years ago, I thought it was so wise, she said, if you spend too much time in the past or too much time in the future, it makes it really hard to be in the present.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. Our kids need permission to be in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because that's already hard for them, right?
Right.
Great. So any action or commitment for you from there?
I guess I'm going to try to, instead of always trying, I'm always thinking ahead, you know, like, what do we do next? What's the next move? And I guess I should just try to stop and really observe her, you know, at the moment and try to get a feel for where she's at.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. That's how you meet her where she is. You got to be able to pay attention to where she is in the first place. That's brilliant. But and the other thing I would offer to you, Andrea, is to beware of that tendency to fear forward.
Yeah.
Right. You do. You talk about it in different ways. You know, you said, I'm afraid she'll do nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Watch that tendency, because that is creating stress on her that you don't realize that you're creating.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. It's just something to pay attention to.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think the last one, Tina, I know you said keep it simple, save my sanity, but did you have any other thoughts for any ahas or takeaways or commitments for today?
I think I had some along the way, but mostly I think probably not necessarily relating to keep it simple. Something you said
okay.
to someone about, you know, having them come up with their own plans and not your plans. And I think one of the ways I don't keep it simple that I really only in self-awareness have started to really just shut up about in a way is I tend to say, oh, here's my plan. It's wonderful. And I thought I was doing great because I'm like, give me your ideas on how to fulfill my plan. You know, it was like, I'm collaborating. I'm asking you, how are we going to get this done and that done? And the truth is, I'm asking him to tell me how he's going to accomplish my goals. And then I get frustrated when he has no ideas on how to accomplish my goals, when just realizing his goals are not always my goals, and that I have to appreciate that and not, you know, put my goals onto him is, you know, an important part of his self-esteem.
Yeah, it's really huge. So any action that comes out of that for you, any commitment you want to make to how you're going to begin to shift that?
I think in my mind I already have, but I just have a tendency to forget it when I get really excited. Oh, we can do that, and here's that. And so I really just have to, anytime I feel myself sort of being tempted to come up with a plan on how to, you know, do something in the most perfect way, I just ask myself, whose plan is this? I think I do it, but I don't always do it all the time. So I just need to always ask myself, when I go to speak to this child and ask him for a plan or his involvement, am I asking him, you know, to do something that's my plan, I guess. I'm not sure how to say that, but I just need to be aware before
I ask. I think that question, okay. Whose plan is this, is,
yeah.
You should just write it down.
Yeah, just stick with that, yeah.
And keep it in front of you. And I was going to tell you, I think you've just put yourself on a plan moratorium.
I'm the planner. I have a shirt that says the A team. I love it when a plan comes together. I am a planner in my family. I swear nothing would get done if I didn't plan. I am a planner, whatever that personality type is, that's definitely me. So I definitely have to step out of that box when it comes to parenting, because parenting is more than planning. It's about relationships, and that comes first.
That's right. That's right. Great. Thank you. Love that. And did you want to? Was there anything else for you? I know that we sort of did a quick little coaching for you, but any takeaways that you want to share from today?
To keep it simple. Keep focused.
Okay. Any action you want to commit to other than your inquiry?
That I'm going to have that be my focus, to keep it simple so I can be effective on that.
Okay.
I want to get one thing done.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great. All right, everybody. Thank you for the time, the commitment, and the conversation. I'm sorry we went a little over time today, but we had some admin stuff at the beginning. I just want to ask again for those of you, since we have a nice size on the group today, if we could do this call an hour later, would that work for everybody who's currently on the call?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
4 a.m.
Okay, Pam and Liz, we already know what your answer is, but anybody else? Okay. All right, if there are no objections to it, then I will have a conversation with Diane and try to shift it for everybody. And what I heard from a couple of people was we could move it by 1 hour pretty easily without messing with everybody's schedule.
Yes.
Okay, let me see what I can do, and I'll be back in touch with you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, everybody.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.